What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. Wanted to play this.
I don't think body count should matter as long as everyone's tested and safe.
Okay. And then you guys over here?
For guys, I don't think it matters, but for girls, it does because, well, you're not praised for something that's easy. You're praised for something that's hard. Yeah, I think, it shouldn't be good for girls that have a high body count. It definitely affects them on a level when it comes to marriage and pair bonding. For guys, it doesn't really affect guys. But, yeah, I don't think it really matters for guys that much. I think it actually helps them.
Okay, so what's your body count?
I have a body count of 6. 3. 16. 2.
44. Honestly, I don't even keep track. I don't know.
Over 100?
Listen, gentlemen never can...
Guy wanting a girl with a low body count if they themselves have a high body count, correct? So, for example, Nathan over here says 44. Mm-hmm. But you want, Nathan, a girl with a low body count, correct?
Yeah. Why should you deserve it?
Why should I deserve it?
Why is it okay for you to go sleep around with everyone else?
Because it's harder for me.
And stick your... Obviously not. Because, I mean, I got 3 and you got 44.
It's easy for her.
So it must be just as easy for you. And even if it is easy or harder for me, it doesn't matter. Because the moment that if I came up to you and told you, hey, I got like 40 to 50 bodies, you'd be like, hell no, she's ran through. But your chest ass ran through.
Exactly.
But nobody says anything.
No, he's not ran through. He's the one running through.
Oh.
All right, so the reason why I wanted to make this video, why body count doesn't matter. Your boy Crimson has a body count of 36, 37, right around there. So, let me give you a little bit of history on why it doesn't matter. The first girl I fell in love with, funny enough, her name's Shelly. Like the guy from The Crow, or the chick from The Crow. I was her second, or actually, I was her first. And then she went off and dated some other guy. Completely manipulative, very controlling, extremely insecure. Was always off and on with me, right? I thought she was going to be my high school sweetheart. Blonde, blue eyes, a fucking, just a great personality, bubbly. But that was, you know, out in the open. Behind closed doors, she was a complete fucking disaster of a person. Wouldn't stop lying, wouldn't stop fucking manipulating me. I would go above and beyond and, you know, I would walk to her house, no matter how far it was. Just walk and walk and walk. I remember I walked like 7 miles one day just to go see her, and she treated me like shit. And I just like, well, fuck it then. Like, I'll just walk back home. And her mom gave me a ride. She was just like, I'm sorry, my daughter's a piece of shit. You know, you're such a good kid, and, you know, you deserve better. So, in any case, moved on to the second girl I fell in love with. Gorgeous, right? Her and her sister were twins. I was her second. And the bitch lied to me about that. She said that I took her virginity and she ended up fucking up a guy. You know, when we were dating, she ended up fucking a guy who just got out of prison, gave her syphilis, almost gave it to me. Thank God I was wearing a condom. And she fucking ruined it. And then she cheated on me with a box boy from work. The third girl I fell in love with, she was extremely controlling. She was raped by her brother when she was a very young age. The guy was a midget, a dwarf, so he obviously couldn't get any. And she was maturing in ways and in areas that, you know, was... I think he had like a 5-year gap or 5-year jump on her. You know, when she told me that, I was like her third body. And yeah, we were fucking like crazy, dude. She was like a nymphomaniac, and I loved it. It was the greatest sex I'd ever had. And she wouldn't stop trying to fucking control me and ridicule me and talk shit about me drinking all the time. You know, when I had my own business, when I had my own apartment, I had my own car, this bitch was trying to control me. You know, till this day, she still apologizes for being a piece of shit. You know, she wanted back. She just couldn't see herself putting in the effort that it took to be a good woman. So, naturally, she gave that fucking experience to somebody else. Which fucking pissed me off. Which is the standard. They break up with me and then they give their best to someone else. And then the fourth girl that I fell in love with, extremely insecure, very vindictive, and that was like her second. And here's the thing about these women, right? The younger they are, the easier it is to impress them, because all it took for me was just to take them out to go to sushi at my favorite restaurant that overlooked the city at my favorite table. It was a Kabuki in Newport. And it overlooked the city, it overlooked the beach, it had dim lighting, and yeah, we were, like, way out in this beautiful part of town. We'd go for a drive down PCH, go to the beach, play around, create, like, a romantic chemistry, go back to my place, fuck the shit out of each other. And there's that. Your boy didn't really fall in love. Like, you know, I dated chicks who had, like, body counts of 3, 5, you know, very low. But they were all pieces of shit to me. The last girl that I dated, I was her third. And I was absolutely head over heels in love with her. I wanted to marry her. And you already know the... You know, you already know the story. She fucking shattered my heart into a million pieces just to go off and get another man's name tattooed on her. An idea that I came up with. And it fucking gutted me. And I just remember telling her the last time we spoke is like, is there anything original about you that you haven't stolen from me? Like, there's no originality with women anymore. They can't cook, they can't fucking clean, they can't support you, they can't back you up. So I just don't date. I mind my own fucking business now. But I just want to show you that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what their fucking body count is. The chick who has the lowest body count at the table is an absolute piece of shit of a human being. The chick with the red hair. If you were to watch this interview, which I did, from beginning to end, once upon a time, she brags about having sex with the guy with the red shirt and how he was trash in bed. And then he was like, okay, you know, we're Brian, you know, the oldest guy at the table. You know, he's like, okay, well, if he's trash in bed, then why did you sleep with him? And she was like, because I was bored. Do you see what I mean? You see, a person who has a body count of 0 and is a piece of shit, they're controlling and manipulative, is just as fucking bad as a person with a body count of 100 who is just as equally a piece of shit and controlling. The only difference is the person with the 100 body count who is a piece of shit of a human being now has all these scars and damages from all the people that have fucking betrayed or hurt them lie to them, use them, and now you gotta suffer the consequence of that. That's the only difference. Body count doesn't matter. I've known chicks who have body counts of like 20. And they're just naive people. They're dumb. They believe anything that people say to them. Anytime a guy goes up to them and they're like, look, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, blah, blah, blah. They say all the bullshit that they need to get into a girl's pants. And then once they fucking get what they want, they bail. And the girl is stuck. She's just left there. Collecting herself. Trying to figure out what the fuck went wrong. Why does this keep happening to her? Beautiful people that just keep getting fucking used and abused and fucking run through. Now, I'm not saying that every chick who has a high body count is naive and stupid. And a good person. No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I know a few people that are like that. But I know a hell of a lot more women who have a low body count that are absolute pieces of shit. Just dog shit human beings. I never gave a fuck about a woman's body count because I didn't fucking see myself marrying them. I didn't see myself being with them for a long time. Except for maybe two girls. The last girl that I dated, the girl with the three kids, my ex. Where was I gonna go with this? Sorry, I had a really long shift. The last girl that I dated, she I was her third. And when she got her fourth, she came back and she realized she fucked up. But she was still a piece of shit of a human being. Now, it was fun because she was a Jehovah's Witness who immediately got married to her first. So she never really got to experience much. So I got to show her everything. And it was so much fun. Showing her sushi, showing her Japanese culture, showing her Indian food, showing her American culture, showing her war movies, showing her history. And she was always asking me, like, how do you know so much? And it's like, because, dude, the world is so fucking fascinating. The world is just absolutely fascinating. Especially the American history. There's pockets of culture that you would never know would have existed if you didn't just poke your fucking head in there. I love it so goddamn much. And just showing her and exposing her to all of that, it made me feel like we were bonding because we were creating memories together. Right? And so when she left, I couldn't go back to those places because that's where we created those memories. And then from that point on, I vowed to myself never to take women to places that I valued and I loved. My favorite pho restaurant, for those of you who don't know what pho is, it's Vietnamese soup. Typically, your boy Jack likes the beef. The beef soup. It's located in between McFadden. Is it McFadden? No, it's in Edinger. Located in between Edinger and Brookhurst off of Bolsa in Westminster, California, in the County of Orange. I still can't remember the fucking name of it, of that restaurant, but it's open 24 hours a day, and I've been going there. I had been going there since high school. Anytime I had to study late, anytime I was trying to sober up, anytime I was going through a heartbreak, I always go there. As a matter of fact, I met some of my favorite stunt artists there. And he went by Zin. X-I-N. The legendary Zin. He fucking tried so desperately to become a superstar, but just couldn't make it. Couldn't make it on the big screen. Just goes to show you that even fucking talented people... I think his name was Zim Sereth Zumafan Wuku, and he was Cambodian. And yeah, back in the day, he was fucking famous in the underground. He was like the guy that brought parkour to the forefront. And he like made it seem like Ninja E and all that stuff. He came out in a couple MTV programs. He created a martial arts style called Monkey Combat, which was very similar to parkour and martial arts, like, mixed together with acrobatics, flips. It was interesting. Jonathan Fan was, like, his protege, but they fell apart. Any case... Fast forward. Fast forward. Yeah, your boy Jack, you know, he had a lot of fucking good memories in that town. There's a park called Vista Park. And it overlooks the city. I took my ex there. And that was our spot. That spot means a lot to me. And now whenever I go visit, or whenever I used to go visit, it would crush me. Because the bench that we would sit at was the bench that I used to sleep on when I was homeless. And, you know, one day I showed her the, you know, we took the car and drove the path that I walked to go try to get this job, and she was just fucking blown away. It was 15 miles. And I did it in 7 hours. It was the hardest fucking march of my life. But I did it because I desperately needed a job. And I wanted to be the first in line. It was at a Big Daddy car wash. And, the guy just... He was kind of a pain in the ass. He didn't want to train anybody. He just wanted you to already know how to fucking wash a car. And, it was like part detail, part, you know, part car wash. There was just certain details that he wanted you to already know, but how the fuck are you supposed to know if he doesn't train you on that? He just wanted you to clean the car and go the extra mile. And that's impossible when you're not being trained. So, you know, that $20 an hour job, you know, I got paid for like 2 hours worth of work and sent me on my way. It sucked. It was heartbreaking. I went back there one day, I remember, and I told him, you know, like how that experience, and now I learned from it. And he said, well, I'm glad you learned from it. And I said, yeah, but have you changed your training technique? You know, have you taken the time to try to train people properly? Of course not. The guy had autism. Like later in the years, I fucking realized that the guy had autism, so he wasn't really all there. So I guess I can't really blame him. Oh yeah, there was this other girl that I really liked. I totally forgot about her. And that was her first. And, she was just so fucking cold. Everything I said pissed her off, and I just like, what am I doing wrong? Like, I really like you. Please, stop. Stop being a piece of shit. It just didn't click. She didn't know how to be a girlfriend. That she lived in Texas and I lived in California, so it wasn't gonna work out. But I did fly her out. I did fucking clap the fuck out of those cheeks, that's for sure. She was a bombshell. She was half Filipina, half white, half German. Or half German, half something else. She's fucking gorgeous. Fucking enormous tits too. Huge ass. Beautiful fucking dark eyes. I would just melt. But in any case, it was just one of those things where I noticed that I see all these videos of guys saying all the fucking chimey rhymey bullshit that this kid just pulled. You know, the girl, she tried to fucking tell him, like, you have a body count of 44. So that means you're run through too. And then the other guy, well, he's not the one being run through. He's the one running through. That's the chimey-rhymey bullshit that I keep talking about. Anything where it rhymes or you fucking flip the words and try to make it, you know, fucking poetic and artistic in some way. I hate shit like that. But in any case, the reason why I bring this up is because I keep hearing it, and it's so fucking annoying because every chick that I've ever fucked had a low body count. And these chicks with low body counts are the fucking craziest people that I've ever dated in my life. They are the worst human beings on planet Earth. Now again, that's just unique to me. That's just my unique experience. And everybody's gonna on the other side of this is probably gonna say, well, maybe they were lying about their body count. No. You'd have to fucking how do I explain this? You know, because of the way that they behave and the way they act and the sincerity. These girls, like, didn't want to fucking lie because they didn't want to lose me because I had a lot of money. And sure as shit, they had, you know, they kept track of their Rossler, you know, on their MySpace account. And I just, like, I don't know, man. I can't get this out of my head. Every time I hear these fucking young guys, it's like these chicks that have body counts of, like, how about this? These women that have a body count of, like, double digits. Just imagine what those numbers look like in my time, when dating apps barely started coming out. Right? A body count of 1 or 2 may as well have been 200 to them. And imagine a body count of 5. It might have been like 1,000 to them. But my point still stands is that if you're a piece of shit of a human being and you're a virgin, you're still a piece of shit of a human being if you had 100 bodies. And dude, this chick, she just like the chick in the red. Watch.
Oh, hold on, guys.
That's Taylor replied in 86 donated $50. She doesn't want a man that has been a lot of women because those men would notice her sin isn't normal. That being said, as a person with awful body, you ought to try using lime towards the end of your shower. It's worth me.
Yo, Spartan, thank you for the $50 donation through Streamlabs. By the way, guys, if you want to do your donations via Streamlabs, we have the link in the description. If you want your donation, Super Chats are totally fine.
But I do think that it does matter because you're telling me you can go around and bust a nut in 44 females, but I can't go around and let 44 men bust a nut in me.
Yeah, you can.
Because I'm dominating them, you're being dominated.
But how do you know that I don't like being...
More chimey-rhymey bullshit.
The dominant one. What if I choose to dominate them?
Then that's how's not how male and female work.
So to you, morally? Yeah. Morally? Because that's how it should be? Because that's how we were taught it should be? Or because you think it should be that way?
Do you hear how argumentative she is for a person who has a body count of 3? Well, what if she's lying? What if she isn't? How about this? We'll go your direction. What if she's lying? Is that somebody that you want to fucking be in a relationship with? A person who has a body count that lies? Or how about this? Let's go my direction. Let's believe that she does have a body count of 3. Is that somebody that you want to really be in a relationship with? Who's constantly fucking badgering, belittling, berating, questioning, you know, just going back and forth with you. You see, it doesn't matter. It never fucking mattered. What we as men want, like, fear is that the woman who has a high body count is going to compare us and fucking bail on us because she misses the, you know, the old dick. Like right now, I got a buddy. We were just talking about this today. He showed me a picture of one of his, you know, one of the chicks that he had in the past. And she's one of those ethots. And she keeps hitting him up for sex. She's a little cutie, by the way. A little blonde fucking bombshell. She's your boy's type, a little porky. But he tells me about her. You know, she tried to set up a date. She tried to fuck him. She knew that he was married, and she fucking ratted on him. And he's like, dude, she's a complete piece of shit. And I was just like, well, you know, birds of a feather. But out here in Vegas, I don't know. It's different, dude. Like, the cheating out here is just, like, commonplace. Women out here just accept it. Like, oh, yeah, my husband's gonna go cheat on me. My boyfriend's gonna go cheat on me. Boyfriend's sleeping around. It's common. It's very odd for a guy to be monogamous. And the guys that are monogamous are fucking miserable, dude. They sound like women. They complain about everything. It's like, you just need fucking... You just need foreign pussy, that's all. Go out there and get some strange. But yeah, dude. He was telling me about her. You know, she's got like 26, and she's only, what, 27, 28 years old? And he's like, dude, I get scared because all she ever does is talk about fucking. And I know she's out there fucking getting dick. And I'm fucking scared that one day she's gonna give me something that I can't fucking cure. I'm like, then quit fucking her. Duh. But to guys like him, it's not that easy. They're a slave to their biology. And I just told him, like, dude, me personally, I gave up. When I was your age, dude, I gave up. I stopped chasing. And the reason being is because it's fucking fruitless. It's pointless. You chase after them, they expect you to do it again and again. It's like a dog trick. They want to see the trick again and again and again. And eventually they get bored and they fucking move on. So I stopped chasing. And then women wonder, like, why the fuck do you guys stop chasing? It's because there's nothing of value out of it. So yeah, man, I gave up. And I see all these videos of chicks like her that are just fucking just always combative. Always. Always trying to fight, always trying to be right, always needing to prove themselves right. And why would you do that to somebody who loves you, somebody who likes you, somebody who you just shared a sexual experience with? Why the fuck would you do that? And it just goes to show that they don't fucking care, nor do they have the inclination of, what is it? They don't have the inclination that maybe what they're doing is harmful to their relationship. Maybe they should draw a boundary on who to unleash that shit to. That never dawned on them. And for that reason, these women are constantly running around wondering why the world is so cruel to them. And I laugh my ass off. It's like, dude, you did it to yourself. Are you really questioning why? Is it any wonder why the shit's going down the way that it is? Is it any wonder why men don't want to get involved? Is it any wonder why men don't want to fucking deal with this bullshit? Is because, by and large, women are the problem. They give to men that are unworthy of that love and attention, and then the men that try really hard to gain that attention are constantly put to the test, suffering the pain of what somebody else did to them. So the standards get harder for a fucking man who actually has interest. And then when a guy passes the test, it's like they're bored now. Because instead of investing all that fucking, you know, time into trying to get the guy to impress her, she should have been working on herself. This girl, like, you can tell, the girl with the red hair, she puts guys through a lot of hell. She puts guys through a lot of hell because of the fucking choices she made. It's like, right now, I'm kind of going through that same arc in my life. I was nice to everybody, including people that fucking treated me like trash. And now that I'm pushing back, all of a sudden, oh, faux pas on you. You're being rude and disrespectful. It's like, no, I'm standing my fucking ground. I'm not dealing with this anymore. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I don't have enough money for fucking rent because I didn't stand up and tell my boss to go fuck himself. What I notice about him is that he doesn't want to see me succeed. He wants to succeed before me. He wants to get his house and he wants to retire and then fucking there. Now that you've struggled enough under my foot, now you can take my place. I don't want his place. I just want to pay off my debts and move on with my life. The guy knows that my apartment is expensive. It's not by choice, it's just the way it is. Why don't you move to a cheaper place? There are no cheaper places, man. I think I made mention of this before, like when I first moved in, they said the price is going to be the same, whether you get a one bedroom or a two bedroom. And dude, with the shit that I talk about, trust me when I say this, it's better to be alone. I'm trying to move my mom out here. But that's looking to be impossible because every fucking check I get is about $300. How does that make sense? In any case, that's a whole nother topic of discussion. Everybody's going to be my accountant and tell me to start sacrificing here and there. And it's like, dude, I have no more room to sacrifice anymore. If I have to start sacrificing food again, your boy's going to starve. Because that's where I'm at. Eating one meal a day. Vegetables and beef. Burger. Sucks. It's disgusting. But it's all I got. And I got enough helping and servings for like 2 or 3 more days. Then I got 2 packets of chicken, and that's it. So it's either starve and make rent, or eat and go homeless. All this while still trying to bodybuild. It's a joke. So, you know, me being a guy who's got a body count of 36, I'd say I'm a pretty decent human being. Like, I'm a pretty nice person. But I realized that I was a slave to my emotions and my biology, and I was just as bad of a sex addict as fucking Andrew Tate is. The only difference is I went out there and I got it, and Andrew Tate had to work his ass off for it, or, you know, scam people to get to the top. I'll never do that. I'll never bullshit anybody. Because you know what happens when you lie in shit, you're bound to catch fleas. In any case, guard your heart.